California's Ventura County issues warning after another person bitten by rattlesnake. By Hannah Knudsen on May 5, 2026. Ventura County, California, officials issued a countywide warning after yet another rattlesnake bit an individual, the seventh reported bite since mid-March. The Ventura County Fire Department said in a Facebook post that firefighters responded to yet another rattlesnake bite, this time off Long Canyon Trail in Wood Ranch. With this increase in snake activity, we wanted to share some important rattlesnake safety information. Rattlesnakes are active this time of year and often found on or near trails, in brush, and around rocks and logs. Take a few simple steps to stay safe, the department wrote, urging residents to stay on marked trails while hiking and watch their step. Wear boots and long pants, and look before stepping over rocks or logs. In the event that a person is bitten, the department advises them to stay calm, limit movement, and call 911 immediately. Do not use a tourniquet or try to remove venom, the department warned. We encourage all of our residents and visitors to stay safe while enjoying the beautiful trails, parks and outdoor areas here in Ventura County. The seventh reported bite in the area occurred last Thursday, when a woman was bitten on the ankle. She was transferred to the hospital in stable condition. Not all of the incidents statewide have had happy endings, however. One woman, 78, died in April after what is presumed to be a rattlesnake bit her three times while she was walking in a rural area, according to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Despite treatment in the hospital, she passed away just 2 days later. Back in Ventura County, a rattlesnake bite took the life of a 46-year-old woman in March. That same month, the Ventura County Fire Department responded to two more rattlesnake bites in the Thousand Oaks area. For USA Today. In the initial call, firefighters, paramedics and a helicopter responded to a remote rescue in Wildwood Park, said firefighter Andrew Dowd, a spokesman for the department. The person was located and taken by helicopter to a local trauma center, Dowd said. He did not know the condition of the patient at the time of the rescue or after being taken to the hospital, he said. Less than a week later, the department received a 911 call around 7:30 p.m. on March 20, saying someone had been bitten by a rattlesnake near the Wendy Trailhead in Newberry Park. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, roughly 7,000 to 8,000 people are bitten by venomous snakes every year in the U.S. About 5 of those people die. More people would die if they did not seek medical care, the CDC adds.